AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran and Oman have moved closer to an agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. This comes after President Trump said a deal to reopen the critical waterway could be announced soon. Speaking in Las Vegas earlier, Trump said the U.S. was getting ready for another attack on Iran.
We were all set for the biggest attack since World War II, and they called me. And they said, please don't do it. Let's talk.
Trump predicts oil prices will fall once the war in Iran is over. The federal government is taking steps to shut down a Kentucky organ donation group accused of continuing plans for organ retrieval from some patients who unexpectedly showed signs of life. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the action is being taken against Network of Hope.
We reached this decision after extensive reviews by CMS and HRSA. Found persistent patient safety failures despite repeated oversights, repeated warnings, corrective action plans, and multiple opportunities to improve.
The group says it complies with all federal safety rules and will appeal the decision. The state of New Mexico has sued the Department of Justice and Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, saying the federal government has blocked it from carrying out its own investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Washington. FIFA says it has apologized for errors in Gianni Infantino's failed plan to sell stakes in the World Cup, and that senior staff attending a summit in Morocco reaffirmed their full support for his presidency. World Soccer's governing body attempted to present a unified front against the turbulence caused by Infantino's controversial plans, with calls for him to step down. This is AP News. A home that's for sale is seeped with the history of space exploration.
Astronaut Neil Armstrong's boyhood home is for sale. Armstrong is best remembered for where he was on July 20th, 1969, on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Armstrong called Wapakoneta, Ohio, home. He died in 2012. Retired teacher Karen Mikesell has lived at 601 West Benton Street for 40 years.
I fell in love with the house right off the get-go. Didn't know that it was Neil Armstrong's boyhood home, though.
The home has hosted astronauts, including Buzz Aldrin, and contains memorabilia.
Out of personal preference, I wanted to keep it like the Armstrongs had it.
Neil Armstrong's house is listed at $430,000.
I'll always love this house.
I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.